Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio. With your hosts, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Now you're listening to Gamertag Radio, episode 972. This is your host, Danny. Paris is not going to be joining us this week, but stay tuned. He is planning to record later this week for the episode that's coming out on Thursday. So stay tuned for that. So I have a couple things. Iron Man VR panel, which this was recorded during New York Comic Con. Great conversation with the developers of the game and also the voice actor that plays Iron Man. So definitely going to be playing that later on. Also, I'm going to be playing an interview with the CEO of OSNYC. This is known as the home of New York gaming. Video arcade place. You could go drink, eat. You could do meetups, all that stuff. And I'm playing that on this episode later on. So, and I think it's time for some fan mail questions. People have been sending us a couple questions here. So, look, if you're listening to the podcast, we have a lot of listeners. Because I could tell with the downloads. So if you're listening, if you never called or never sent an email, we'd like to hear from you. I want to know where people are calling from. Are you calling from the States, international? Let us know where you're listening from. We want to know our listeners, the community from all over around the world. Let us know where you're from, and we definitely will play on a podcast, but also send us some questions, man. I love fan mail. We haven't done a whole episode of fan mail. Because we need questions from you, the listeners. So please keep it up, send it, and here's how.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so head over to GamertagRadio.com. Listen to our episodes over there. You could go to any podcast app. Just type Gamertag Radio. Follow us, subscribe, post a review. Anything you could do to spread the word about GTR, that's going to help us out. And we also will help us out to get new listeners for the podcast. All right? All right, and it's time for fan mail.
Fan mail. At GamertagRadio.com.
All right, so we got two voicemails here. I have an email, but I'm going to say that when Paris gets back. So let's play this one first. This one, I think this is an old one. This is from a couple weeks ago, so I'm going to play it now. And this is from Hungry Bear.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's Mike from Miami, Florida, aka Hungry Bear, and I just wanted to see what you guys thought about xCloud. Inside Xbox just previewed that and put registration up for users to go on there, but specifically for Android users. So I had a couple things that I wanted to see what you guys thought about. When do you think iOS users are going to be able to go and get a hold of that, or will they? And what do you guys think about the pricing in the future? Is this going to be something that's included into the Ultimate package? Is this going to be something that's separate to try to get other people up on board with the Xbox game streaming preview. I don't know, man. I just want to see what you guys think about xCloud now that we got a little bit more information about that, with T-Mobile being a partner within that project. Yeah, man, I just want to see what you guys think. Thank you so much for your guys' hard work, and I'll catch you guys in the flip. Take care, man.
All right, so thanks for the voicemail, man. So, yeah, we had a couple conversations about this. Like, you know, I already played xCloud, Project xCloud, during E3, and one of the games I got to play was Forza Horizon. So the first thing I did, I was like, okay, I know it's going to work offline, you know, single player and all that, but how it is online multiplayer while you're streaming it? So I did that, and it was super smooth, no issues. You could even tell there was a streaming game. It felt like an actual game that I put on my hard drive or something, you know? So I know Paris had that type of same experience when he got to play Doom Eternal for Google Stadia at Gamescom back like last month. So he said it was really smooth too. He was like, yo, I didn't even notice it was a streaming game. So crazy. The technology is getting better and better. Now, what I would like to see is have Game Pass and the streaming into one package and remove Xbox Live Gold, just remove that overall. Because if you think about it, PC users, they don't pay to play online. They can still play online without getting Xbox Live Gold. But Game Pass is available everywhere, but you have to pay for that. So I think in the future, and I think it will be great for next gen, is completely remove Xbox Live Gold, have Game Pass and have Project xCloud, and you charge from there and make it cheaper. And I think more people are going to be signing up. Because look, if you have Xbox Live Gold, Project xCloud, and also Game Pass, three different ways for you to pay in order for you to play online, I think it just it confused the consumer. So make it easier. Remove Xbox Live Gold. Hope that happens. That's my opinion. If you agree, disagree, let me know. Fanmail at gamertagradio.com. Now, when I got to play Project xCloud, I was using a Android phone. There was no iOS devices there, no tablets that I remember. But everything was just Android devices. And I think they're going to do that for a while, just for Android first. And then once they have enough people tested with that, then they will bring it to iOS devices. So I think it's not going to take that long. And I'm not surprised that there's a partnership with T-Mobile, because T-Mobile is always going all out on trying to get like exclusive deals. So if you want to watch Netflix or watch YouTube videos or Hulu, you could do that if they have a partnership with T-Mobile, and you will not use your data. You still can play it, no problem. So I think that's really cool. So yeah, man. So thank you for the call, man. And let me know what you think. Do you think that are they going to charge three different packages in order for you to play online and play Game Pass and Project xCloud? If you like the idea, let me know. If you don't, also let me know. All right, so let's play the next voicemail, and this is from the man himself, Keon.
What's going on, Gamer Tag Radio? How are you brothers doing? Shout out to you, Danny, and shout out to you, Paris. This is Keon calling from Baltimore. I wanted to ask you guys one quick question. Now, I might sound like a bit of a hypocrite when I say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. This generation, we have had so many AAA experiences that have been absolutely excellent. But what I want to ask you guys is, are there any AA games that you guys would like to see get a sequel for next generation? Now, I must say, good grief, I'm not really a AA guy. I still do think that PlayStation and Microsoft or Xbox, whatever, they should concentrate on AAA and sprinkle in the AAs there. But I gotta say, man, Ori and the Blind Forest, of course that is getting a sequel, but that game was amazing, Cuphead was fantastic, and the newest game that I hope I mean, I'm hoping so, so much that we'll get a sequel is My Friend Pedro. That game is absolutely marvelous. Once again, Danny, thank you for just telling us about that game. I probably would have never given it a shot unless, you know, I mean, without you actually just giving it such high praise. So that's my question for you guys. What AA games would you like to see get a sequel? As always, you guys are absolutely amazing. I can't thank you guys enough for the hard work. Danny, my goodness, brother, your work ethic is just, I just say it all the time, it's absolutely incredible. But as always, I'm being long-winded, so let me wrap it up. You guys take care, and once again, thank you guys so much. Bye-bye.
Oof, that's a couple games, man. There is a couple games that I would love to see a sequel. One, which is one of my favorite games, not only for the Switch, but for any console, is Thumper. Thumper, some of you already know, I've been playing that a lot. Still to this day, I play it. It came out first for PlayStation VR. Then it came out for Xbox, Nintendo Switch, PC, and I think it's also for iOS devices. Not sure if, I think it's also for Android. Can't remember exactly, but look up Thumper. Excellent game. I would love to see a sequel of that. Yes, Ori and the Blind Forest. Amazing. What about Cuphead? Cuphead, the sequel. That would have been amazing if that happens. I know they're working on a DLC one, which that was announced a couple years ago, and we haven't heard anything else about it. So hopefully we'll get to hear more about that hopefully next year. So we'll see. Man, that's a lot of other games that I would like to see. The Messenger is pretty cool. That reminds me of like Ninja Gaiden, that type of vibe, 2D game. Excellent, excellent game. If you have the Switch, definitely try that out. I think this game was very important to me at the end of last year that came out for the Switch and also for PC. Grease. In Spanish, it's called Grease. It means gray. Excellent, excellent game. This reminds me so much of like that Journey vibe. I remember that game Journey for the PlayStation 3, and also it was re-released again for PlayStation 4. The music, the puzzles, just the whole this game design is truly, truly amazing. Grease. That's another game that I would love to see a sequel for sure for the next generation console. We can't forget this one. Come on, Dead Cells. That's another game that's amazing, amazing. For those who don't know, it's also a 2D game. But every time you play, you collect items, weapons, you get more power, everything. And every time you lose, you start from the beginning. But all those items that you collected, you're still going to have it there. So there's really challenging boss battles. And the developer also added a lot of new content since the beginning, always releasing something for free, totally free. So Dead Cells is another game that I would like to see a sequel. So there's another game too that I know a lot of people have been mentioning this, and I know it's super cheap now, you can find this. Celeste, that game is very good and is very challenging, very challenging. I was hang out with a couple of my friends, and they had this game at their house, and I started playing it. I'm like, man, this is really, really good. So this is also a follow-up from a classic game from called Towerfall. So it's a very Celeste is a very challenging platformer, so make sure to check that out. I know it's available for the Switch and everything, so definitely. Now, will you consider this as a double-A Tetris Effect? I would like to see a sequel. I think that would be cool if they release that game in the future too. One thing that I would like to see in that game for Tetris Effect is multiplayer. This game is strictly single player, but the only, I want to say like a multiplayer experience, but more of like everybody that's playing that game within the community. You have to play together during that weekend. Doesn't matter if it's like an hour or so, and you collect points, and once you collect enough points, it unlocks like different avatars or things for the game. So I like it, but I think it would be cool to see multiplayer, you know, two players, four players. Man, there's so many games that I would like to see sequel. That's another game too. It's called Into the Breach. Kind of reminded me of like Advance Wars. This is also for the Nintendo Switch. So, man, I have a lot of Nintendo Switch games. Woof. Awesome, man. By the way, I know you mentioned or in the Blind Forest. So for those that have never played that game, the first one, it was available for the Xbox and PC. This game just recently came out for the Nintendo Switch. Take advantage of that. Go and play this game. This is a classic game. My opinion, one of my favorite games of this generation, hands down, super cool platformer. Just the design and music overall is breathtaking. Amazing game. So, and also Cuphead. If you haven't played Cuphead yet, this is your opportunity to also play on the Nintendo Switch. It's available there, man. So, Keon, thank you so much for the questions, man. Really, really cool. So, keep it up. You always call, man. I love that. Keep it up, man. All right, so I'm going to play the interview with the CEO of OSNYC. This is the home of New York gaming. All right, so we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, one of my favorite companies is back as our sponsor. This company is really cool, Mack Weldon. And for those who know, Mack Weldon's mission is super simple. It's to make sure that all your basics and beyond are smartly designed and shopping for them is easy and convenient. I went to MackWeldon.com. I purchased a couple of pairs of socks. Also, the Ace hooded sweatshirt. It's colored orange. I'm going to be rocking that later this week. When I go to NAPP Show, it's a conference for radio and broadcasting. I'm going to be wearing that, and I'm going to take pictures, going to post it online so you guys can see it. But let me tell you, super comfortable. Mack Weldon is better than whatever you're wearing right now. It's a premium men's essentials brand that believes in smart design and premium fabrics. And like I said, super comfortable. They have underwear, socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies, and sweatpants, and more than you will ever wear. So, like I was saying, super comfortable. You don't have to like the first pair of underwear. You could keep it and it will still give you a refund. No questions asked. So got to take advantage of this right now, man. Because I did. Super simple. For 20% off of your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code GTR. That's for 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com. Enter promo code GTR. Hit us up online. Let us know your experience. Was it easy? Was it good? What is it that you ordered? Because like I said, I ordered a couple socks, also the hoodie. For example, the socks, I ordered the extended crew socks, Ace hoodie, the Ace hooded sweatshirt, also everyday extended crew socks. Look, they sponsored us before, and I'm still to this day rocking those socks. That's how comfortable it is. Pete got also Paris is going to be talking about his experience in the future, but yeah, super good. Love Mack Weldon. So again, take advantage of this. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com, enter promo code GTR, and let us know. Tag Mack Weldon. Let us know what type of stuff you bought, man. Take advantage of this deal. Only here on Gamer Tag Radio.
This is Gamer Tag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right, so live in New York City, I'm here checking out OSNYC, man. And we have...
Hey, Sam Asfahani here, CEO of OSNYC.
Man, first of all, thank you for the invite. I've been, you know, they gave me a tour of the venue. Love the spot. But let's talk about the history of how you guys came up with the concept. And let's go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's four of us that really came together for this. Myself, Dan Chu, John Higgins, Ian Packard. We had this shared vision for wanting to create a space for community to really come together. I'm obviously an immigrant to New York for a few years now, as are a lot of my colleagues. And then Dan has been here most of his life. But we saw a real gap for like that gaming community in New York, somewhere they can congregate, somewhere not only to game, but to create content as well. And to watch live content, that was a big part of it. So OSNYC was born out of that vision of like, how do we create a community space around video games for the New York community?
So how long you guys been working on this, though, now?
I mean,
is it just opened, like, what, a week ago or so?
A week and a half, if that. And most of that was soft launch, right? Last Thursday, we're less than a week into our actual opening.
Oh, wow, were you nervous? Were you nervous at first?
Of course, man. I'm still nervous. Yeah. And still nervous. Just like newborn baby.
I mean, look, I've been here now for, a couple minutes, and I feel good. I feel like I know there's still stuff that you guys are still working on, right? But it looks pretty good so far, man, as a soft launch.
Thank you. Yeah. I think, look, that's the thing I love about the gaming community. They're very forgiving, right? Yeah. You walk through, you saw we're building a streaming pod right now.
Yeah.
People are still here. They still want to game. They still want to hang out. Mm-hmm. People understand that there's growth in this industry. They don't mind every now and again when there's a little bit of work being done, they respect that. So that's been really cool because this community's been like welcomed us with open arms and been really excited to see us open and grow.
So I went to your official website and, of course, tournaments. But one of the things that I noticed is content creators too. How important was it to add that to be part of the venue too for content creators?
Yeah, I think that was a really important part. I'd start by saying there's some fantastic gaming venues in New York. Waypoint is unbelievable. Helix is unbelievable. Alien Gang is unbelievable. Yeah. But they focus on gaming. Yeah. They focus on PC gaming.
Yeah.
What we really wanted to do was give people the opportunity to create content if they've never created content before. Mm-hmm. Nearly all of our staff are streamers or YouTubers. They love to help people learn how to do it, mm-hmm. Show them the ropes. But it's also designed for people who have streamed before and actually... You know what? It's New York City. Most people can't afford a separate room for their streaming setup, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So we're trying to give them a more professional setup. Don't do it in your studio apartment on the edge of your bed.
Yeah.
Come here and do it with a real setup.
Like, with like the crazy sounds in the background.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly, it's man. True. Exactly that. So like, come here. We'll give you a pro setup. We'll help you.
Yeah.
We got staff here that just love content creation and just want to help people grow. Mm-hmm. And that was really the concept of that side of it.
So I heard a little story.
Yes.
That during Fortnite World Cup, which was also here in New York City.
Yeah, yes, it was.
There was a couple pro players here practicing, man.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, our good friends at 100 Thieves.
Yeah.
Great team, great org. They actually boot camped here. They sent a few of their Fortnite pros here. They went on to win a few million.
I think they
finished like second and fifth in the duos and placed in the singles. But this is before we even opened. They heard about the space. They just asked if we could set up. We were like mid construction. We paused. We set up some PCs for them and we gave them the space. But like, mm-hmm. like 100 Thieves is such an impressive brand. Such great thing they're building, mm-hmm. and we wanted to be a part of that real buzz around the Fortnite World Cup. So yeah, we put everything on hold and we're like, let's do it, let's give them space.
Yeah,
I'm glad we did.
Really cool. I mean, to not even, the venue wasn't even open at that time, so yeah. It's good to give that support. And look, the results has been great, right, for them. So
yeah, I'm really glad for them because more than just the fact that they boot camped here, they were really good people. They were great to have here. Again, it's a testament to the gaming community. People really vibe with each other in this space. So they were great. They were great guys. Really glad they went on to win something.
So what events you guys already have and some that are coming in the future that you would like to have here in?
Yeah. One of my favorites that we had, was actually, Mike LaBelle, who's a FIFA YouTuber. He's a pro for New York Red Bulls. Great FIFA player, also a pretty handy 2K player as well, funnily enough. But
okay.
Anyway, he had his 30th birthday here.
Nice.
Decided to spend his 30th birthday running a 100 plus FIFA tournament.
Oh my god, that was probably a very long.
Yeah, man, it started like 4 o'clock, finished at like midnight. But then Red Bull were really kind. Red Bull sponsored the event. They put up $1,000 prize pool for the winner.
Yeah.
We gave away some free stuff. We had some. We had an open bar for some people. But it was like it was a really good vibe because coming from the UK, FIFA's huge, but I haven't really seen it as much here. And then I was blown away by the FIFA community. They just came out in force showed that it's a big game in New York as well. Mm-hmm. And that felt really good for me being British and it being a game I really love. Yeah, so that was cool.
Yeah, I would like to see more events like that here, like not only about FIFA, but like maybe Gears, Call of Duty, yeah. stuff like that, you know, and maybe panels or like special events too yeah. here. Get the community from New York City here, get together, right?
Yeah, man, that's cool. exactly what we're going to do. We got a couple of things I can tease you. We are going to launch a Gears 5 league, 2v2 league.
Okay.
Launching that in late October, so that's going to be fun. We're working with Twitch on a couple of panels, a couple of networking events. Like, we want to help people learn how can they get in the industry? How can they find work? You know, it's a tough industry to break into. Yeah, and yeah. a lot of people want to work there. So,
yeah, definitely.
So that's something we really want to help people with, the networking side, the meeting people. Mm-hmm. Panels are a great idea. We want to do more of those. This Friday, we have like an ESL One dinner for some of the industry folks that are coming by. Mm-hmm. So they'll be using the stage for a quick panel. But I couldn't agree more. Like, when you think of community spaces, you think of education as well,
yes.
right? And yeah. like, that's a big part of us. Something we're really passionate about is making sure that there are education opportunities in this venue, whether it's learning how to stream, learning how to code, learning how to enter the industry from a workplace standpoint. There's so many things. That's actually, people think gaming is a very open industry, and it is because of the people, but there are quite high barriers to entry sometimes. So we want to lower those.
Yeah, you know what? It will be cool to see here. Maybe like a podcast booth, because it's also podcasters yeah. too, you know? You yeah. listen to podcasts. Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah. But nah, man, just want to say thanks, man, for more information. For people that would like to check out this location, more information, where's the best place to go?
I appreciate that, man. It's OS_New York City. That's on Twitter and Instagram. We reply to our DMs immediately. We'd love your listeners to give us a follow if they're interested.
Yeah, yeah.
And then os-nyc.com is our website. Mm-hmm. That's the latest and greatest events, any news and information. That's got our address on it. But look, we're always here. So if anyone wants to just drop in, it's free to come through those doors and ask any question you guys want.
Definitely, man. Let me tell you, great spot. I'm liking this. Good vibes. I could see like the community meetups over here yeah, and everything, right? Or yeah. maybe like a big launch.
That's people get exactly you know, what we here. Want,
yeah,
man.
It's awesome, man. Yeah. So congrats and good spot, man.
Thank you. Thanks no for having me on your podcast,
no
man.
Problem, man.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right, so we're back here, Gamertag Radio, episode 972. Wow, we only have like, what, 29 episodes left, and then we're going to hit 1,000? Oof, insane. Insane. So that's going to happen very soon. All right, so I'm going to play another audio. This one was recorded during New York Comic Con. For those that have the PlayStation VR, this is for you. It's all about Iron Man VR. So you're going to get to hear the developers of the game and also the voice actor that plays Iron Man. So check it out. Only here on Gamertag Radio.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, so Mint Mobile is back as our sponsor. So thank you to Mint Mobile. And if you're still using one of the biggest wireless providers in 2019, have you asked yourself what you're paying for between expenses, retail stores, inflated prices, and hidden fees you're taking advantage of because they know you will pay? Enter Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile provides the same premium network coverage you're used to, but at a fraction of the cost because everything is online. Mint Mobile saves on retail locations and overhead, then passes those savings directly to you. So my experience with Mint Mobile now, I've been using them for now 3+ months. Awesome experience. And you see me online. I'm always traveling to like LA. Now I'm in New York. I was living in Miami. Went to a couple places. It's been great so far. Great experience. I get 12 gigs of data every month, unlimited texts, unlimited calls, super, super easy. I did the process, everything online, and it was quick. I got my phone to work. It was awesome. So Mint Mobile makes it easy to cut your wireless bill down to just $15 a month. Every plan comes with unlimited nationwide talk and text. With Mint Mobile, Stop paying for unlimited data you will never use. Choose between plans with 3, 8, or, like I have, 12 gigabytes of 4G LTE data. Use your phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number along with your existing contacts. So ditch your old wireless bill and start saving with Mint Mobile. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/GTR. That's mintmobile.com/GTR. Again, cut your wireless bill to just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/GTR.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
No, but it's an honor to be here. Thank you, everybody, for joining and for your interest in our game.
Hell yes. Yes.
Yeah. We got a story trailer.
We do have a story trailer. I hear that there's a new piece of content that has never before been seen that you brought for everyone here in this theater.
Do you mind if I set it up a little bit?
Do it.
All right, here we go. So what we're making is Marvel's Iron Man VR. We're a development studio in Seattle called Camouflage, and we're partnered with Marvel and with PlayStation to make the ultimate Iron Man experience for PlayStation VR. And the game is really all about taking the best things about playing as Iron Man, about flying and shooting and the gauntlets and the VR aspect of it, and Tony Stark, obviously, and then mashing those together with the coolest things about PlayStation VR, about the motion controls, about flying wherever you want to fly, the repulsors, the rocket punching, the ground pounding, and having that full HUD in that PlayStation VR headset, right? And then lastly, that immersion that VR offers about not only playing as Tony Stark, but feeling like you are Tony Stark in the game, right? So up until now, we've been really focused on how the game plays. And you can play the game at the booth at Comic-Con, which is really cool. And it's one of those things that you just kind of have to play to really understand, right? But we've been focused mostly on the gameplay. So today, you folks are the first people in the entire world who are going to see the second aspect of the game, which is that it's not just an Iron Man simulator, it's not just an action game, but we have a deep and very personal story and a full VR campaign as well. So,
couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
I couldn't have said it like that at all.
PlayStation.
Oh, yeah. There's a release date!
There's a release date.
What?
Yeah, finally. Yeah, sorry for keeping you waiting in terms of how long it was going to take to be able to play the game finally. So yes, February 28th, early next year.
Suit up!
So can you break down what we just saw, though? Like, what did we just see? There was a lot.
Should we go frame for frame? Do we have time? Like,
we unfortunately do not have time for that, but if you can do it in, like, 2 minutes.
Fair enough. I don't know, Bill, if you have anything you want to start
off with? Yeah, I mean, as you said, it's all about story, and story comes from conflict. And so when we talk about what is a perfect conflict for Tony Stark, all of us, we grew up, as we said, reading the comics, and we've always felt that Ghost, who that we first saw in like comics and reprints from the 70s, is a perfect character to fight Iron Man. Ghost is not about conquering the world. Ghost is just about conquering Tony Stark. Ghost is this anonymous hacker, anti-corporation, hates Tony Stark, wants to bring down Stark Industries, and feels like handmade to be the perfect villain to face Tony Stark and Iron Man.
Yeah, and that's what that trailer is really all about, is a kind of our big reveal. We've hinted at it in the past, but our big reveal that the leading supervillain in Iron Man VR is Ghost. We're really, really proud of the work that PlayStation has helped us with that trailer, and also the work that Christos here has helped us with getting that really unique Marvel voice that I hope was coming through in the trailer as well.
Yeah. Thank you. It was my pleasure. It was a big thrill to be asked to come on and work with these guys who had done a terrific job already with the game, with everything, with Tony, Pepper, all the characters, Ghost, and just, you know, add that Marvel touch, and not that it wasn't already there, but just stoke it up, you know, really ramp it up, and, you know, as Bill said, In a lot of the best Iron Man stories, Bill and I have been reading Iron Man for probably the same amount of time, much longer than we care to admit. Tony Stark is his own worst enemy, and in this game, definitely he's being faced with the sins of his past, and Ghost is not about to let him get off easy. And in the classic, you know, mold of Marvel villains, she has a fairly understandable motivation, why she's doing.
Yeah, we always say the best villains always feel like they're the heroes of the story. They're the only ones willing to go that far, to do what they feel needs to be done. So we spent a lot of time thinking about Ghost. What's her motivation? What's her goal? Where does she come from? What does she want to do? And yeah, she feels that this needs to be done, and she's on very equal footing with Tony. Tony feels, technology will save the world, and he's the man to do it, and Ghost is like, not so fast, my friend. You can't just turn the page and forget about the sins of your past. And Ghost is very much haunting him of his sins and not letting him forget that. But Tony is a symbol of us. That wants redemption. We can mess up, sure, but tomorrow's another day, and let's do the right thing. And it's coming face to face with your past and moving on into the future.
Well, speaking of Tony and Ghost, I hear we have two more folks to bring out. The folks behind the voices you just heard, the actual performers, please welcome Josh Keaton and Chantel Berry, who play Tony Stark, Iron Man, and Ghost. So, Josh.
Yes, hello, hello.
Not you, Josh. Josh K. Can I call you Josh K?
Yes.
Oh, great.
That'd probably make things easier.
I feel like we're best friends now. It's cool.
All right.
So how does it feel to play a billionaire genius philanthropist? I mean, look at this face.
Oh, man, look at that face. That is both awesome and terrifyingly creepy all at the same time. That my face, my digital essence, is now in this game. It felt amazing. I love gadgets, I love tech. My garage is actually my sanctuary. I have my toolbox in there, I have my workbench in there, my car, my workout bench, that's where I go to relax. So now I can just pretend I have much more expensive things. And then from a technical standpoint, it was pretty incredible because as you can see, they scanned my head for this game. And sitting in that camera bubble was pretty insane. Like, it was almost like I was getting fit for an Iron Man mask, or he was getting fit for a me mask, or something. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It's been quite an experience. And the other thing that's really cool about VR is that when we're filming this stuff, you can actually see what's called previs. It's pre-visualization, where you look up on a monitor and you can see your character in its suit or whatever you're in, and you can see it in the environment. So I've actually been able to kind of walk around and make Iron Man do all kinds of silly things in the mansion. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Well, Ryan, how do you go about choosing the performance actor for Tony Stark and Iron Man?
Oh, it's really a difficult thing to do, right? Because you don't want to screw up, and you want to work with people that are truly talented, that have like the right voice, but also folks that you trust, and ideally somebody you've had work experience with. So when it comes to Josh and also Chantel, which I'm sure we'll talk about, we worked on a project together, actually multiple projects. So back when I was on Metal Gear, my first job at a voiceover studio was actually on a game called Metal Gear Solid Portable Ops. And I remember we called in Josh to do some Ocelot voices for that game. And I was just freaking out because Metal Gear Solid 3 is my favorite video game of all time. And Josh's performance as Ocelot was just legendary. And so what an excuse to just like want to, work again with Josh. And we can talk about the audition process for just a second, but it's also good to make sure that we have a lot of other actors come in and audition, and we had some really, really terrific actors come in to audition for this part. But the way it works is that they read lines in a voiceover studio, but the actors are not told what project they're reading for. And what I thought was very interesting and very insightful is that only one actor who came in to read for Tony Stark actually guessed the part that they are reading for, and that's this gentleman right here. So I felt like that was kind of fate, and that he understood the character so much that he could guess who he was actually reading for. So that was pretty incredible.
Well, and I need to know now, how do you prepare? Obviously, you're very good at guessing, but how do you prepare to be Tony Stark?
Well, there really was no preparation for the audition because I didn't know it was Tony Stark. I kind of guessed, and so that's kind of how I played it, but It was like Ryan just said, we weren't told what the game was. We weren't told what the character name was. We were just told, or I was just told, he's a businessman, successful businessman. And so I just kind of really had to, yeah, that's it.
Pretty successful, yeah.
That's all I got. And so basically I had to let the words speak to me in the audition scene. And the audition scene was, it's not in the game, it was just a scene that was written for the audition. And basically it was a guy who was bearing his soul to, didn't say, but I'm assuming a support group. And as he's talking to them, you can tell that he has all of these issues from his past that haunt him. You can tell that it's very difficult for him to talk about these things with anybody. But at the same time, in the scene, his whole speech was about redemption and about second chances and giving back. And amongst all that vulnerability, there was still this kind of quiet confidence that he had. And at the end of the scene, I basically I said to Chris Zimmerman Salter, the voice and casting director, who's incredible, and I just looked at her and I said, "Is this Tony Stark? Is this Iron Man?" And obviously she couldn't tell me, so she's like, "I don't know." And that's kind of how I knew. But yeah, I mean, they're really. I've been a comic fan for my entire life. I grew up reading Spider-Man. I know quite a bit about Iron Man, and really it was just letting a lot of the old stuff that I had read over time, that I've watched over time, seep into my head and just kind of marinate. That was really the preparation. It's really just being a fan.
And we cannot forget about Ghost.
Yes.
Chantel, what is it like to portray the villain of this story?
Well, let me see. So I'm the main antagonist to one of the most iconic comic book characters of all time. It was pretty incredible, I gotta say. And to be a woman doing it, it's really empowering. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Well, so like, tell us about your character and how it like is in the story, like her role in the story.
For Ghost, I mean, Ghost is a very, I think like most villains, she's a very multi-dimensional, very heavily layered character. She's obviously all of the things on paper. She's an engineer, a scientist, an inventor, the villain. But her motivation for wanting to take down Tony, you know, it's very, very deeply emotional for her. So I can't reveal too much, obviously, but there are a lot of layers. It's very, very fun to play Ghost. And I don't feel like I'm playing a villain when I'm playing her. You know, I feel like I'm the hero.
Doing it the right way. But we can't forget about Nick Fury.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, Nick Fury's in the game.
Pepper Potts, Tony's AI Friday. We really thought about, like, if you're going to make the ultimate Iron Man experience, and what better than VR, when you put on that VR headset, it's like putting on the Iron Man helmet. What do you want to see in that experience? You know, what locations? The Malibu Mansion, the S.H.I.E.L.D. helicarrier, and who are the supporting cast? And so we just went through all of our back issues and just started writing down names and came up with an awesome list of kind of the all-stars of Tony Stark's life.
Exactly. And you know what the really fun thing about working in VR and playing VR, and for anybody who's experienced it, you know what I'm talking about, is that seeing a fully rendered 3D character on a flat screen is really cool, right? But when you are in VR and you're interacting with them in that space, it's a whole other level, right? And so I just can't wait for everybody to experience what it's like to be standing kind of almost eye level, because Nick Fury's pretty tall, but almost eye level with Nick Fury and him looking at you. And if you move your body, he's like his head and his eyes are tracking you, and kind of doing this kind of you know, intellectual sparring with this pretty interesting character. That is just like part of the magic of VR, but also, and then just being able to be with these characters in that space is just it's indescribable, really.
I love that. I'm not even close to being finished, guys, because we got another legendary person to bring to the stage. So here to talk about the Impulse armor he created, longtime illustrator and costume designer, Adi Granov. Give it a huge welcome! Now, I remember we showed a cool video at Hall H in San Diego. Do we have that here to show these people?
PlayStation.
Wow. And that was real time.
Yeah, like 10 minutes, right, Adi? About 10 minutes?
What?
Oh, yeah. I can knock those out.
So, Adi, you are no stranger to the Iron Man armor. You designed the original Impulse armor for this game. What is the process like?
Well, my process is always I just try to do the coolest thing I can do, really. I ask the questions of, you know, what do you want from it? And based on the information I'm given, I literally, that's all I do. I just try to then come up with the coolest thing I can. And with this armor, we wanted to kind of go back to a more classic, like Demon in a Battle, in a Bottle era Iron Man, and have some more kind of classic cues, visual cues, and kind of differentiate it from the movie universe armor, but bring in the level of detail that, you know, is kind of expected now. You can't have a simple kind of design. It has to be, you know, believable and functional looking. And it's kind of a process of trying to take something that is quite kind of retro from a comic and bringing it into the today, into something that fits into a game that looks as amazing as it does. That's kind of what I do.
It's, I know there's some other stuff that we have to talk about, but what I have to say is, as cool as this looks, fortunately, everybody in here can actually get the art as a custom lithograph at the talent signing tomorrow at 2:15 in the Marvel booth. So, it is possible to take it home with you.
Can I get two, please? One for me and one for myself. Well, we don't have that. This comes out in February.
Correct.
But the release date is out. Like, oh my gosh, I cannot wait.
Now, the time's ticking.
The clock's ticking. Now, I believe you don't only have a release date for us, you have some other
goodies,
right?
Yes, we do.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. More world exclusives for you.
Right, so we have some really exciting pre-order bonuses that we're working on with our partners over at PlayStation. And so what you're seeing here is these what we're calling these custom decos. And so we have the Impulse armor that Adi designed, and it looks awesome in third person, but also especially in first person. And one of the things that we've been doing and spending a lot of time in is having these custom decos that allows players to customize their armor in Tony's garage, which I have to say just like looks incredible when you're in first person and you're seeing these different designs on your gauntlets when you're in VR, right? So, you can tell we're having a lot of fun with it, right? With the origin armor, but especially with that vintage armor, which kind of ties back to what Adi was talking about with that kind of Bob Layton inspired color scheme. So, I don't know if you have anything more to add on this.
Yeah, what's so cool about this set is, again, it shows how looking to the past and bringing it into modern times. So, yeah, you have the first set, you take the Impulse armor, and we do our version of the Mark I armor, the gray armor that Tony first created in the cave. And then, yeah, you have that classic 70s look, that golden red look. And then you have the Silver Centurion look from the 80s. And then for the fourth one, we're just like, hey, we love to mix it up. We love to look to the past, and we love to look to the future and then do our own thing. So then we have the Ultraviolet armor, which is just, you know, your own original creation.
Exactly. And then finally, yeah, that unique PlayStation Iron Man PS4 theme.
Yeah, man.
And then we also have a really awesome digital deluxe edition as well, which comes with the additional four custom decos, which also have which I'll have probably Bill talk about in just a second, a soundtrack, that theme, but also these research points. And I'll speak to that just for real quick, is that, as I mentioned, a big part of the game is not just being Iron Man and having these big epic set pieces about being Tony Stark and being in this like really big and epic campaign, but also being in the garage, right, and tinkering with your suit. And so through the digital deluxe, players are getting these research points that allow them to customize the suit as they want to, and this can be a really great way to kind of just hit the ground running in the game.
Yeah, and this set we call the Gold and Black Attack set. So you have the one on the far left is the version of after Tony had the suit of it was all gray, then he did the all gold version. So that's that. The one next to that is very much inspired by the original Sin armor he wore from the comic book event a few years ago. And then the Sunstinger is kind of all new, just kind of cool, having fun. And then it's our version, your version of the stealth armor. And again, it's just fun to like Tony, just to tinker around in the garage. What can we look to the past? What can we look to the future? What's something all new we can do? And bundle it all together. And when you get that digital deluxe edition, it's all yours.
How do you guys go about narrowing it down to the armors that you want to choose?
Well, I think it kind of speaks to, I think, the larger partnership, which is Iron Man VR is an original story, it's an original game that we built to leverage really all the great and magical things about VR. So working with Marvel on this, it has to be that kind of marriage of what is necessary to make this game as great as it needs to be, but also not only respecting the IP, but leveraging some of the best things about it to really enhance it. So it's not about what we typically can't do. It's like, because that IP is just so rich, right? It's about what is it taking those things that are appropriate that kind of speak to them.
And then I love, it's not only respecting what's been done at Marvel, but we always encourage, push it. Surprise us. Do your own thing. That's what everyone wants. They want to come to this and see some things that are familiar and some things that blow your mind and say, that's awesome. I never would have thought of that. So cool.
And I think, yeah, our portrayal of Ghost is it really speaks to that as well, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've been lucky enough to work on a couple of great Marvel projects, such as the Daredevil TV show first season and the Spider-Man video game that came out last year. Thank you. And in each case, what you had there and what we have here is people who love the source material with a passion, but understand that you are making your own thing. It has to be its own thing. It has to be the best possible game, TV show, whatever, but in this case, game that you can make. And in some cases, that means, yes, we're going to take, there's a scene in the game that is literally off the cover of a John Romita Jr. Bob Layton Iron Man cover from the 70s. I love it so much. And then on the flip side, there's some things that maybe I love, like the Iron Man roller skates that aren't the best fit for this game.
One day. And the nose. We've got to bring the nose back.
Exactly. But the important thing is, when everyone loves what they're doing, but as Bill said, is inclined to push it and create something that stands on its own, that's when you get magic happens.
Yeah. Especially when you have an all-star cast like this, from the writing to the artist to the voice actors to the everyone behind the scenes, everyone back in your studio. When you have this kind of all-star talent coming together with that love, with the passion, that's exactly when you get that Marvel magic. So thank you so much.
And you know what? Seeing is believing. So if you want to see this for yourself, swing by the PlayStation booth. That is booth 1854, 1854, and you can get a taste of it yourself. I played it at San Diego Comic-Con, and I'm going to be back to the PlayStation booth to play it again.
Same. It was amazing. I got to play it too, but my goodness, new footage, armor, character reveals, pre-order bonuses, and a release date. Guys, give it up one more time for Marvel's Iron Man VR exclusively. February 28th, 2020.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, so we're back here. Once again, thank you so much for everybody for listening to this episode. Make sure to continue to support us. Go to Discord and engage with not only with us, with the host of the show, but also our community. We have a great, great community over there, man. So here's the website. Totally free. You can use your phone, computer, just join and engage with us, man. All right? Discord.gg/GTR. That's Discord.gg/GTR. Those that always hitting me up like, hey, Danny, how can I support the show? If I don't have Twitch. How can I donate? Let's say you want to support the show because, look, we're doing this, out of love. Yes, we play ads here and there, but we would love to get support from our listeners, man. If you would like to donate, it will help us out so much because we use this money not only to pay the bills, but also buy equipment, travel, Uber, Lyft, all that. So the more you donate, the more it's going to help us out, man. So you have different ways to do it, and this is definitely going to help us cover travel costs, upgrading equipment, like I said, for future events. Anything helps, and your contribution will allow us to expand our content big time, not only audio, but also video. So easy. Go to donate.gamertagradio.com. That's donate.gamertagradio.com. Or if you just want to go straight to PayPal, it's super easy. PayPal@gamertagradio.com. PayPal@gamertagradio.com. All right. So everybody, thank you for listening. Remember, hit me up, Follow me on Twitter, Godfrey, G-O-D-F-R-E-E. All right, so a quick shout out to the Urban Assembly School for the Performing Arts. I was there a couple of days ago doing a presentation about podcasting, and I talked a lot about Gamer Tag Radio, so we have a couple of listeners now from there. So everybody, all the teachers, the principal, everybody, shout out to y'all, man. Thank you for inviting me to speak. That was a lot of fun, and that was my first presentation in New York City. That was super cool. Great kids. And can't wait to do this more, man, in the future, man, you know, locally here in New York. So that was a lot of fun. Also, this week I'm going to NAB Show NYC. That's NAB Show NYC. This is where a lot of the radio broadcasting industry is going to be there. And also, you're planning to have panels about podcasting. So I'm going to be there. I don't know if anybody is planning to attend here locally in New York, but I'll be there October 16th. And also the 17th. And one last update before we wrap it up is that Hispanicize 2019, they're going to have an award show this weekend on Saturday in LA. It's called Tecla Awards. And I was nominated for an award for Best Podcast Content Creator. Yes, Best Podcast Content Creator. So thank you so much for the nomination. I don't know if I'm going to win. But I'll give you updates if I do win. I'm not attending the event this year because I just recently moved to New York. But this event is going to take place in LA, Los Angeles. Go to hispanicize.com, hispanicize.com, and you will find out more information about the awards and the event. So once again, shout out to everybody. Thank you so much for nominating me for this award. So wish me luck. All right. So thank you for listening. And we're going to wrap it up here, man. I'll be back here Thursday, brand new episode with Paris. We probably do like a daily conversation because there's a lot of stuff we want to talk about. So stay tuned. All right. So thank you for listening. Until next time, I'm out.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.